Good morning, post-Labor Day Tuesday, with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and a reminder to all that the fun drive is coming.
No, October 5th, I think.
Yes.
It's right around the corner. And of course, as usual, I'm getting high anxiety because, you know, it's always a matter of, do we all have the will to keep it going? And if we do, we'll make it. All you have to do is go to WAMC.org and put something in the lockbox. It'll be great.
October 5th, 6 a.m. Well, Alan, this may be the height of sibling rivalry, but I see Serena and Venus Williams are facing off for the 27th time tonight at the U.S. Open, and Serena on her way to perhaps capturing a Grand Slam, and her sister stands in the way tonight.
Well, yeah, you know, these two have played many times. They're pretty gracious about it, but they know that there's a great deal at stake for both of them. For the Grand Slam, for Serena, Venus wants to win this Open, and it is going to be challenging. The money is generally on Serena because of the past performance, but it sure has brought a lot of attention to tennis, to women's tennis.
Well, something that doesn't need a lot of attention but gets a lot of attention, especially in the U.S., is gun violence. And we see a terrible, what looks like a wrong place at the wrong time. An aide to Governor Cuomo was shot in the head. Kerry Gabe, a member of the administration, he's in critical condition. One other person was killed. And this was at the West Indian Day Parade on Sunday. And it appears, at least from what the authorities are saying, that this could have been some gang-related shooting that was gotten in the way of.
You know, David, if Andrew Cuomo has a great side, it is his constant fight against guns in this state. I happen to believe that he is right on that. I've written it. I've said it over and over again. I don't care what his motivation is. It just seems to me he's doing the right thing at the right time. And he's way ahead of other people and other political leaders on this. And now this terrible tragedy happens in which an individual who he has hired gets shot in the head. And once again, we see the terrible consequences of just too many guns all over the place, particularly in gangs in New York. This weekend, we saw former Commissioner Kelly blaming the mayor, Mayor de Blasio, and his police commissioner, Bratton, for stopping stop and frisk and saying, look, if people know that they're not going to be stopped and they're not going to be frisked and people have guns, you know, it's going to be terrible. Well, on the other hand, we know what happens, and that is that people who shouldn't be stopped and frisked, lawyers, others who are walking while black, driving while black, and anybody else can put yourself in their place and say, this just isn't fair. So the mayor thought he was doing the right thing, but it turns out he is open to substantial criticism by former Commissioner Kelly.
A very interesting article in the Times about Hillary Clinton. And the headline, Alan, Clinton to show more humor and heart.
Well, David, you and I have been working together for many years, and we've interviewed Hillary Clinton. And you know that she can be vivacious and charming and lovely and in every way be appealing to anybody who's interviewing her, man or woman. And for some reason, she doesn't show that to the general public, and they know it. Now she's losing to Bernie Sanders in New Hampshire by a substantial margin, by the way, right now. And her people are obviously reconnoitering. They're taking a look at what they're doing wrong. And all of a sudden they come up with this obvious thing. We don't get the big dollars for advising her, but saying to her, be yourself, show who you are. And if she does that, she'll do better.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Remember that lockbox.
Okay, David, it is so important. Thank you.
WAMC.org.